back for Ask Us Anything from Do This, Not That. This is a super short episode where we get in work questions and ridiculous questions in all week long. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you can go to jschwedelson.com/podcast. There's a big button that says Ask Us Anything, and you can submit it, and we're going to try to answer it. So here we go. Let's tackle the work question first. So we got a question in from Sarah from West Virginia. I've never been to West Virginia. I want to go there. I like the John Denver song. That's about West Virginia, right? Yeah, totally. So yeah, I'm going. I'll visit you. What's up? All right, so what's the question? The question from Sarah is it bad to use ChatGPT to write our content? So this is a great question because things are actually evolving on this topic. Now, we're all using ChatGPT and other AI-related stuff to help us with our content. We are. Come on. If you're not, you're lying. You're full of it, because we all are. But what we can't do anymore, and there's new data out, is we can't literally say, okay, ChatGPT, write this blog for me, write this newsletter, write this social post, and then copy and paste it, and then utilize it, because it will actually hurt performance. And there's new data out on how much of it we need to change. So first off, in the last few weeks, Google has come out, and they've actually said that if you just take the AI content that's coming out of these tools, and you stick it on your website, basically what they've said, they haven't exactly said it, but they've said it like this. They're saying, quote unquote, they want to address emerging tactics like using automation to generate low quality or unoriginal content. They don't want to say AI because they're so heavily invested in AI, but essentially it's AI, and they're dropping you down in the search results when people search for things on your topic by over 40%. That is what they're saying, and that's what they're doing. So you can't just copy and paste. The other thing that's really interesting, we saw some data come out from Neil Patel's agency where they did a whole analysis on content written on a site or in blogs and things like that. They did a head-to-head analysis of human-written content versus content written by AI and how it actually does as it relates to performance. And what it found was that over 94% of the time, the human-written content outperformed the AI written content. Now, to take it one step further, we're seeing that in email newsletters, as an example, email newsletters, if you did a head-to-head comparison, we looked at this from hundreds of different newsletters, head-to-head comparison, where you have the content that was written just by AI versus content that was written by a human, we're seeing human written content outperform AI written content in terms of click-through rates within the email newsletters by over 65%. Now, here's a secret sauce thing. We're all going to use AI to be an idea generator, to get some of our juices flowing in terms of what we're going to write about. But the number that we really need to be looking for is you want to be changing the content by about at least 30%. So whatever the output is you get from the AI, if you change it by at least 30%, you tweak it, adjust it, edit it by at least 30% of the content, then you're not going to have the issues in terms of depressed click-through rates in your newsletter, depressed search engine rankings, all of that. So yes, you could use the output of ChatGPT, but you don't want it to be just copy and paste. All right, before we get into the ridiculous question, which is ridiculous, of course, this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is awesome. I use them to send out my emails. I send out billions of emails. And if you don't use Marigold, you are making a mistake. They are the roll-up of Sailthrough and Campaign Monitor and Emma and Cheetah Digital. They're all part of Marigold. And they just released a piece of content, which is so awesome. It's all about AI. This is really what you need to be reading if you want to make sure you're doing it right, that you have access to the best prompts. It is called The Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. And this is from Marigold. It is free. If you want to download this thing, all you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/Marigold. That's my full name, jschwedelson.com/Marigold. And you can download The Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. I am using this for my marketing. It is a great resource. And if you want to know more about the platform that I use to send out my email that I strongly endorse, you go to meetmarigold.com. Now, let's get into the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Dave from Brooklyn, New York. What's up, Brooklyn? I used to live in New York. I think I got rid of my New York accent. I feel like I did. I say I'm from Florida now, but I don't know. I still love New York. Don't get me wrong. So Dave, what's up? Dave says, I have a birthday coming up. I'm curious, how do you celebrate your birthday? That's a good question, because my birthday is actually in a week, okay? And this is a timely question because my family and I just went out for an early birthday dinner because I have teenage kids and it's hard to get everybody together. So we went out for an early birthday dinner and went to a new place we'd never been to, went to this Greek restaurant. And of course, because I have issues with everything in life, I can't take it, right? I think we need to put an end to the tell the waiter secretly that it's somebody's birthday at the table. So at the end, they bring over something with a candle. I think we just need to stop it, because at this dinner, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, I hope they don't do that routine. And then of course, what happens is at the end of the meal, not only, because I'd never been here, we didn't know that this is what they do with this restaurant. Not only did our waiter come over, but it's one of these places where all the waiters come over, okay? And they all start singing happy birthday to you. And then everybody in the restaurant starts participating and you feel like a doofus. You're like, what? Come on, I'm not four. And so everybody's singing. And for me, I never know what to do. Do I sing? So I sang birthday, happy birthday to myself. And then when it comes to your name, do you say your name? I said my name. The whole thing is so uncomfortable. And my waiter was way more enthusiastic than he should have been. He was very into it. He threw up napkins at the end. I'm like, it all has to stop. It needs to stop. We need a new plan. It can't be where the entire restaurant does this. I know that's horrible. I know people like it. I know I'm a loser, but enough. It's over. Okay. So yeah, that's how I celebrate my birthday. I'm no fun. I'm just not fun. What are you going to do? Anyway, listen, please give this thing a review. Say it's the worst podcast of all time. Well, actually, don't do that. Say you like it. That would be great. It helps to circulate the podcast. And also, at the end of the week, we have our longer episode where we share tactics and tips and all this stuff. And lastly, register for Guru Conference. It is my free virtual two-day email marketing event. We are going to run out of spots. GuruConference.com. It is free. It is virtual. 20,000 marketers will be there. It's going to be wild. It's not boring like every other virtual conference. I hope you are there. Thanks for checking this out. And check us out for the later episode and keep it real. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.